You know your place in the world. So few people can say that, and you're more than happy to promenade it over them, to put yourself in your place and show off just how comfortable you are. The ship doesn't precisely sail. It hovers above the waters on a cloud of blessed wind. This is a surprisingly smooth ride. It also means you have a vantage point over the waves. Even in the direst of storms, a spot of clear sky follows your ship. And you do think of it as yours. The captain might think otherwise. The lieutenant might think otherwise. You know the second mate thinks otherwise. She told you as much just yesterday. But you ignore her warning to not get a big head. Your head is perfectly sized, the same as the rest of you. Moving through the decks, along the rigging, moving through any cabin just as you please. You get everything you need and everything you want. In the kitchens, the ladies have set aside a dish of delicious fruit and some of your other favorite meals besides, dripping juices down your chin, licking them elegantly off your claws, which retract right afterward, and good thing too, your hands run along your body. You suppose there are some things in your world which are not avoidable, like the constant background arousal from being around the captain in particular, and the rest of the crew as well. Too much exposure to the captain leaves one with a libido beyond the reckoning of mere mortals, and the many times she's pumped you thick and full with her juices have left you constantly sensitized. It just feels so good to touch your body. Of course, that is an improvement. Touching, massaging, running your hands over yourself on your way back to your cabin. Well, on your way back to the officer's suite. The ship reorganizes itself at the whim of the Magus below. Of course, she follows the captain's orders, but whenever she spots an organizational improvement, like the hammock she put in your quarters, or all the soft pillows that she put everywhere, or, you suppose, like the way she put all the officers in one cabin so they would work out their difficulties. Even the captain is there, although she has a large curtained-off area that she dwells in, with a huge four-poster bed that you've been fucked across more than once. You stretch. You purr. You gently extend one claw and lightly, lightly run it over your thigh, feeling the pleasant tingle just for sensation's sake. As you walk toward the officer's cabin, you keep your ears open. At one point, you hear a dissonant voice, a whisper, as of someone talking into a magical communication device. You alert the nearest wooden construct, a golem unfolding itself from the wall. And shortly after you hear, "Hey, unhand me," from below. Every ship has a kitty, and every outlaw ship doubly so needs a kitty or two. Someone whose senses and territoriality allows them to spot spies and interlopers. The ship is not immune to magical gating. Aside from which, you're constantly taking on new crew. Without you here, how would they even notice things like the woman now being hauled in for interrogation? You walk toward the officer's cabin, fully assured, every sway of your hips, every slide of your hands, every little smile or fanged moment, assuring you that you are aroused, happy, capable, comfortable. You rule over all you survey, and in that ruling you have a place in the world, perfect poise. When you stumble out of bed or when you're too turned on and pleasured to move after a long time in the lap of one of the officers, you are nonetheless poised and completely on top of things. And you do more, you know you do more. You think of all the times you've caught the poor cabin envy all pent up, and you've given them some no-questions-asked release in whatever way they required. After all, you have to stick together in solidarity. And you do like the lesser crew members because they know their place beneath you. The officers sometimes seem to think they're in charge, especially the second mate. Accordingly, when you groom and primp yourself in the mirror in the huge officer's suite bathroom, you make sure that your fur is neatly groomed, that your little hat sits between your pointed ears. You spend a moment running your claws over yourself, just checking your contours. You put on something soft and alluring, and then you head into the room. It's evening when the officers will be winding down, and for one reason or another, each and every one of them is sometimes in need of your assistance, sometimes too turned on to function on their own. And that's where you come in. That's where a good kitty can do so much, and they always thank you afterward. They always admit they would not have known what to do without your invaluable service. But today, you caught someone who shouldn't be here. Today, you caught a rat. Today, you also found more than one way to make your body and mind more alluring. You're moving just right. You're gonna lay down in a position that shows just the right amount of leg, maybe on your stomach, your butt up, your face turned away, so anyone who wanted to sneak up on you can pretend that they could manage it. Some part of you says that at least two of the officers definitely could find a way to sneak up on you successfully, but you put that out of your mind. Surely not. Surely you're more alert by the day, better and better. It hasn't been long that you've been aboard the ship, and many have come and gone, even in that short time. But you are here. And in this place where you are, everything orbits around you. Everything orbits around you and welcomes you in. You feel at home laying on the silk bed of the lieutenant. Even you're not going to poke in on the captain during her nap. Not unless you were very horny anyway. Right now, you're just comfortable, languid, warm. You see a bowl of grapes nearby. You see a pitcher of cool, clear water. And you know that on board there are other treats for you. That in this cabin alone, you can sense and detect numerous ways to have a little fun. You don't see anyone else here right now, however. So you can just be at ease, be at peace, and get ready for the next person to come in, your tail lashing side to side. Your body's showing signs of arousal for those who would know how to look. But just like the cabin envy you helped out earlier, someone would really have to investigate and ask your preferences, and that's just how you like it. They're gonna have to find the right way to turn your dials, push your buttons. Of course, every one of them admits sooner or later that you're cute and useful, irresistible, enjoyable, the cat on this ship. And that's exactly what they need. Someone who can fill your role, which every now and then is to get filled very deeply or wrapped up completely in someone. Every now and then, your job is just to be you for them, with them, alongside them. And you can't wait to find out who the first one in is, because you've decided that tonight, whatever they need, they get you for the night. And that's the perfect way to pass your time with your job well done.